everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show, Kitty. What up, girl?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm actually feeling pretty good today. It's Friday, right?
It's a Friday. Yippee Friday! Just, you know what? It's nice out. I got you here with me. Got some fresh meds last night. Kids, take your meds. Woo! I am all about that power of positivity today, Kitty. All
right.
I'm getting you hyped.
This is what I'm talking about.
This is your personal Sporting KC experience.
Yeah.
Like, this is me on the mic getting you hyped for this show. By the way, happy National Cheeseburger Day from your KC Morning Show, presented by Charlie Hustle, promo code Kitty.
That promo code? Oh, you want it?
I would like to have it, please. Yes.
It is
I got to have it.
KCMS20.
That's right. KCMS20. Let's do a weather. 73 degrees today. That's your high. 53, yo, low. The air quality, Kitty, it's going to be fair, okay? Not good, not great, just fair.
You know, I actually did hear that Kansas City's air quality is being affected by the wildfires happening in California right now.
You said you can see even a little bit of the haze from the fires out west? That UV index, the crucial,
the
vital.
Give me the UV index.
UV index. It's 3 out of 10. That might be the worst since we've been doing this index.
Is it the worst or is it the best? I have no clue. We should look that up today.
You want to know what kind of moon we're getting?
I love the moon.
We're getting a waxing crescent moon this evening.
What a sexy moon. Waxing crescent.
And we're going to close with this, your sunset, ladies and gentlemen. Your sunset, 7:20 tonight. Grab somebody you love. Get a cozy blanket. Go outside. Socially distance, of course. Find your special way to COVID and chill. You know what I'm saying? Give them that real feel.
Ooh. Gave me chills.
I'm excited for our weekend. I hope we can kick it with some of you, our KC Morning Hoes. We have Sporting KC tomorrow, and then we'll be kicking it our first Chiefs watch party at the Ambassador Hotel.
Hey, Hartzell,
yes.
Do you do the events or is it me?
Oh.
Because I feel like you're stealing my thunder right now.
Oh, might be. You got that later on, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me stepping all over your segment. My mistake. I'm sorry. I'm new at this.
This guy.
Sorry. We got Mayor Q on the show today, Kitty. Very excited for that. Part two of our conversation with Mary Q. Sean Edwards flicks on Friday. And we got Serta. I apologize now. We got Steven Serta, 610 Sports Radio's Steven Serta. He's going to do a sports thing with us. Benny, I think, is being an adult. He's like doing an open house and out here providing for his family. It's ridiculous. What a loser. Who does that?
Gosh.
Who does that? But
in this economy?
He would argue, especially in this economy. So it should be a very good show. Going to be a packed show for you today. But I wanted to piggyback on this. Let's go viral, shall we, Kitty? Because this was trending on Twitter, and I thought this was kind of fun. The four movies that you know more than anybody else. Everyone was posting their screenshots, and it was always like the obscure, like kind of cult classic movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this would be kind of a fun idea for us to do on the show. I would love to know, what are the four movies, Kitty, that you know more than anybody? Because this is going to tell us a lot about you. Not so much about the movies, but I'm going to learn a ton about you. So I'm going to do mine, but I want you to go first. What you got? Let's go.
Okay. So I grew up and my dad was the type that he found a movie. He liked it. He played it every single day, multiple times a day. When Finding Nemo came out, oh my gosh. So in my own adult life, now I found, you know, when I'm most stressed, I turn to these, I guess, four movies and they bring me a lot of comfort. So first on my list.
Yes.
Leon the Professional.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
He never got caught. Your indestructible bullets slide off you. You play with them. And above all else, he never had a reason to care. Until now.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
I am obsessed with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Reno, Gary Oldman, and a very young 12-year-old Natalie Portman.
Hella sad, though.
It is sad.
Also, my dude's kind of a weirdo.
I know, right? The difference between like mid-90s and now, like 2020, it wouldn't fly. A 12-year-old actress playing that? No. People
no
would lose
shot.
Their minds.
No chance. That
and yet
fly.
It's one of my favorites. Second, this is another film that's like that. Mermaids.
Charlotte's mother is many things.
Charlotte, we're Jewish.
Normal isn't one of them.
Okay, how do I look?
Like a woman about to go forth in sin.
Oh, good. Exactly the look I was hoping for. Oh.
1990 cult classic Cher, Winona Ryder, Bob Hoskins, and Christina Ricci in her, like, breakout role. That was in 1990. Oh, that movie really got me through some times.
I could see you being a Cher girl. Mm-hmm. That does not surprise me in the least.
Not just Cher, but Winona Ryder. Mm-hmm. She is, like, my cult queen.
For somebody who is a Gen Z, you're real into 90s culture, which I love. I love that you had the Natalie Portman drop. Now you got a Winona Ryder reference.
Well, I was born right at the end of the 90s. My mother was super young. Both my parents were actually really young. So I grew up with them. So the things that they watched, you know, just a few short years while they were in high school before they had me, they were still into those movies. So I watched them with them. And
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, my next movie.
Okay, number three.
This one, too. I watched this movie a lot as a kid. You would have thought I'd get sick of it. 51st Dates.
Oh, Adam Sandler,
I could quote that movie word for word.
Dr. Henry Roth's best relationships were with his patients, and he wasn't looking to settle down. But one day, the unthinkable happened.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a dick.
Are you staring at me or her? Because you're starting to freak me out.
That was one of my first ever take a girl on a date to the movies.
Literally.
One of my very first ones.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We got to experience it at, you know, different times. Because I was, you know, watching it with my family in the living room.
Kitty.
Number four.
Give me that last one.
The last one. This is the one that I think that you'll be like, nah.
Okay, here we go.
Get a bowl of ice cream. Lounge up on the couch. I turn Hercules on.
This summer,
come on,
take off on an epic new adventure.
I'm right behind you, kid. I'm way behind you, kid.
Featuring a monster cast.
Guys, Olympus would be that man.
A hotshot villain.
I've got 24 hours to get rid of this bozo, and you are wearing his merchandise.
I love that movie.
No complaints out of me on that. Excellent. The soundtrack alone.
Yeah.
What's the main chick's name?
Meg.
Meg.
Whew. Oh, yeah.
Meg was Fox, y'all. She was. And I've always, when it comes to Disney princesses.
Same. I honestly think I watched the movie for Meg over Hercules. Granted, you know, I was a child. So what does that say now? But
I did like Hercules. We might be watching Hercules this weekend.
It's such a good movie.
All right, Kitty.
Give me yours.
The four films I know more than anybody. Okay, the first couple you probably aren't going to be surprised about. Number one, Star Wars, Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Afraid to lose her, I think.
What does that got to do with anything?
Everything. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
We're reevaluating The Phantom Menace now, which makes me so happy because it's actually a good movie. It literally changed filmmaking as we know it today. It had its own context. We got a baby Anakin.
And it's got my girl Natalie.
It's got Natalie Portman. The Duel of Fates, maybe the best lightsaber scene of all time. You got Qui-Gon, you got Obi-Wan, you got Darth Maul. When he did the reveal with the bah, 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 when that one came
How
out.
How did that go again?
Bah, 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 bah. And then the second one came out.
Oh, my.
But anyway, number two. Let's go to number two. The Last Jedi. Let's get that one out of the way as well. Another Star Wars.
What do you know about the Force?
It's a power that Jedi have that lets them control people and make things float.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
A masterpiece. Another one of those now that people are coming back around on and realizing that, oh man, this was actually a perfect movie. Luke Skywalker is not the Superman he thought he was. He's a human who hurts and he retreats and he feels bad about his actions. So good. Another great lightsaber scene with Kylo Ren and our girl Rey. These next two are the ones that might be news to you. 2001. One of the best movies of all time. Out Cold.
You all know the rules of King of the Mountain. The first one to the bottom with the most beer in your glass shall be proclaimed this year's King of the Mountain. Pushing, shoving, and cheating are encouraged.
It was like American Pie meets Casablanca. It is so good. They like own a ski resort and people are trying to take over the mountain. It is just perfect. And you have a young Zach Galifianakis in like one of his first roles. It is one of the best. It's a cult classic. You should go watch it right now. Out Cold.
I've never even heard of this movie until you said that.
Oh, you're going to watch it. I'm going to make you watch it. And then I wrap it up with another iconic film. Arnold. We're going 1987. The Running Man.
In the year 2017, an innocent man accused of a crime has a choice. Hard time or prime time?
Sensational. Perfect contestant. I want him.
He must pay or play the running man.
On your mark!
I'll be back.
Go!
And it's like this dystopian world where, like, justice is decided by a game show. Arnold Schwarzenegger in, like, greatest hits mode, literally saying like I'll be back and all this stuff. So those are my four. I got Phantom Menace, The Last Jedi, Out Cold, and The Running Man. Iconic films. We should do a segment where we kind of find those trending topics and just steal it. Like, we just hijack a hashtag. I think we should just do that.
Hijack a hashtag. Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Kitty, should we do the news?
Let's do the news.
September 18th, Friday. Yippee Fri-yay! Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, let's go! Yippee Fri-yay. My name is Hartzell Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. Every Friday, we do a thing where, Kitty freestyles the news of the week. We had a beautiful spoken word, inspirational. I don't even know what to call what we had. What we had was special. What was that?
What we had was special.
It was excellent. She gave us some kind of like deaf poetry slam, and she did not forget to slam that Z. So, true. Kitty, are you ready? I'm vamping right now so you can get your last, your final touches on this.
My heart is racing.
Ooh, it's racing. Mm-hmm. Her heart is racing. It's pacing. I'm the KC Morning Show.
Don't upstage me already.
I'm getting you going, girl. I'm trying to get you boned up.
All right.
5, 6, 7, 8, hey!
It's Friday on the KC Morning Show, so I'm going to break it down real quick for our KC Morning hoes. Bye-bye, 96.5. Thanks for the buzz. It's been a good ride. Enough of that. I've got Chiefs pride. Going to cast my ballot at Arrowhead for my guy. Bye. Then November is coming quick. But spooky season's quicker. You might be fine now, so mask up to keep us all from getting sicker. Now, I've told you my spiel, and you've heard my story. So keep it safe, stay classy. Love the KC Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kitty! I enjoyed that.
I'm still panicking.
I really, really like that one.
It's over, and my stomach hurts.
So now all we got to do is get you, like, matching up the stuff to the beat. Because, when you had that little, like, that Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When you get that on that drop next week, ooh, Kitty, we might have something special here.
Ooh.
All right, Kitty, let's do it. COVID!
And here's a look at the number of coronavirus cases across the Kansas City metro. We are now seeing an average of 268 new cases a day and 88 hospitalizations in our 9-county area. Kansas City, Missouri now is reporting new numbers only once a week. KCMO, Johnson County, Kansas, and Jackson County now have the highest number of total cases since the pandemic began.
So remember Sturges? That was the big thing we were talking about a few weeks ago. I guess last month, became a super spreader event. Everybody showed up on the bikes, on the hogs. I can't pretend to know what I'm talking about, but I know that's a thing that people do who have motorcycles. And they went there.
I always wanted to be a biker, babe.
That does not surprise me in the least.
Seriously, I dressed up as a backseat biker chick for Halloween one year.
Mm.
My grandmother let me borrow some of her garb.
Shocked I didn't see you at Sturges. You wanted to go. Well, hey, you may have another chance because there is a Sturges-like event that is happening this weekend. It's a gathering at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's bringing tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts to Missouri, generating worry that the state's already fast-growing number of coronavirus cases could spike even higher. Yeah, you think? Duh.
Listen,
it's called Bike Fest. Bike Fest Lake of the Ozarks.
I may consider myself garbage, but I am not white trash. You will not catch me at the Ozarks.
Like on Catch You at Bike Fest? Last year, Bike Fest drew over 125,000 people. Okay. All right.
Good luck and Godspeed. Speaking of COVID, let's go to Arrowhead.
We have learned 10 people have been told to quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19 during the Chiefs game at Arrowhead last week. The Kansas City Health Department says those 10 people had close contact with someone who has the virus. That person watched the game from their group's box and tested positive the day after the game.
And I've seen a bunch of like conflicting reports on that. Some people said it was something about like a housekeeper. Gotta blame the help. And am I right, Kitty? Am I right?
Too soon.
You didn't
like that joke?
No.
Well, stay at Arrowhead. Lots of Chiefs news today. Go Chiefs. Chiefs! Vote!
It's the home of the Super Bowl champions that will soon welcome thousands of fans. The only catch, you'll have to vote to go inside. For the first time, Arrowhead Stadium is in the works to become a central polling place, meaning anyone living in Kansas City within Jackson County will be able to vote like a champion.
Maybe have a picture of them with the ballot, with Arrowhead behind them or something like that. How cool would that be?
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just say that right now. I have made my plans, and I'm going to go vote at Arrowhead because that sounds awesome.
You know, I kind of wish that I could go vote at Arrowhead, too, just to say, like, yeah, I did that. But
why not? Why can't you go?
I live in Clay County.
Oh!
Yeah.
Registered in Clay.
Because I'm just going to go to a church to vote. You're going to come in looking like you just got back from the war, raggedy. This dude just fought off, like, thousands of people just so he could say, oh, I voted at Arrowhead.
I'm a patriot.
They're going to have like Chiefs voted stickers. I know. It's going to be a hot commodity. It's fine, but.
Get that picture with
big
screen in the background.
You're willing to wait like all day to cast your ballot at Arrowhead?
I sure am. For the privilege to cast my vote the right, my God responsibility. Kitty. Oh, I'll wait from sun up to sundown. In fact, I'll make sure I get my sunset time on the show so I will stay there the entire time. Yeah.
Don't worry. I will pack you a sack lunch.
I think this is great. And if you haven't got your plans yet, make those. How are you going to vote? How are you going to get there? Do you have friends you can take with you? Are you registered? In fact, here, I pulled the dates for us. In Missouri, on the Missouri side, you have up until October 7th. Kansas side, you got until October 13th. Now, if you want one of those mail-in ballots, on the Missouri side, that is October 21st. Kansas side, October 27th. Let's do it. More Chiefs news, Kitty. More Chiefs news. This is a morning show, so let's talk about breakfast foods.
Chiefs fans are after a little magic at this Hy-Vee in Raytown.
Got right up out of bed and came here.
Anxious to get their hands on Mahomes' Magic Crunch.
Yeah, that's what I came in here for, to get my Mahomes box of cereal.
Some shoppers were waiting when the doors opened.
They're not buying one pack, they're buying like four or five. So if you've got them and you're around a Hy-Vee, I'd recommend you go in a store and go get it.
I don't even know what can it is.
Mahomes teamed up with Hy-Vee. Proceeds will go to underserved children in Kansas City. It's $3.99 a box, but some might be willing to pay more.
Already they're $300 a case on eBay and $25 a box.
It's obviously what's on the box that's driving sales.
Love him. He's the best thing could happen to us. Him and his ketchup on his macaroni and cheese.
Call him out.
Wow.
Call him out. It is the Mahomes Magic Crunch. My mom has a box. I haven't tried it. She didn't open hers. But according to reports from sports business reporter Darren Roble, Hy-Vee has placed a new order for over 600,000 boxes.
Holy
of the Mahomes Magic Crunch.
You know, I don't think I can split a box with you because
I'm going to go in.
Yeah, you do. I think we're going to need our
That's
own separate
said.
Boxes because...
Come on, you got to stop. There's too many box jokes. We got to move on to the next story. I can't. I'm not an adult. Next story.
Only two haunted houses will open in the West Bottoms this year. The Edge of Hell and the Beast that's celebrating its 30th anniversary.
This being able to step outside what is real and enjoy a little bit of fun.
Folks visiting either haunted house will first be met with the spray paint on the sidewalk, making sure they stay 6 feet apart. Tickets will be limited and the groups will be timed out to make sure that they can ensure social distancing inside. Once you go through metal detectors and are inside, you'll be met with staff members who will be behind this plexiglass. They'll take your temperature, and if it's a degree above the norm, you won't be allowed inside. Hand sanitizer will be mandatory, and once you sign your waiver here with your thumb, they'll pass your hands underneath this UV light to make sure they're clean, and masks, of course, will also be required.
So yeah, open it up today. The Beast
West 13th Street. They're going to have social distancing markers reminding groups of people to stay at least 6 feet apart. This is wild. I live, like, the beast is, like, around the corner for me. This is weird. So I could go hang out. We could go early if you wanted to, kid. You want to go run over there real quick?
Actually, it doesn't sound bad, but, you know, my first thought was it's supposed to be all clean and sanitary, right? What are they going to do when I pee? Because
right, these are the questions that people got to ask, Kitty. Are the questions.
Just watching some of the little clips of it and remembering, you know, going to the haunted houses.
I've never been a haunted house guy. I'm just gonna be
me
honest
either.
Like I go just to say I go because, you know, that's what you do. But, yeah, but they just don't do anything for me. And by the way, I hope we can make this work because I want everybody to go have a good time and make a bunch of money. But yeah, you're not gonna catch me there. I'm just gonna be.
You
real.
Think that guy that swallows the rats will be there?
Oh, the rat man? Yes, of course.
How's he going to wear a mask and swallow rats?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Right?
Oh,
are the rats going to be wearing masks? I don't know. These are the questions.
Let's talk MLK. Still trying to decide, I guess, what we're going to do. How we're going to pay our tributes. Kansas City's tribute to MLK. All those ideas, I guess, up for grabs.
Another chance for the public to voice its opinion on naming a street after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Right now, the Kansas City Parks Board is considering renaming Volker Boulevard, Swope Parkway, and Blue Parkway after the civil rights leader. A final decision on the matter could come within a month.
I think it should be J.C. Nichols Parkway. I think they should change that to MLK Drive or Boulevard or whatever. And call it a day. That's my suggestion. Huge news for Union Station, Kitty. You actually sent me the article for this. A new exhibition coming to town.
Next summer, Union Station will be home to what's called the most comprehensive exhibition on the Holocaust ever seen in North America. It's called Auschwitz. Not long ago, not far away. It'll feature 700 original artifacts and 400 photographs documenting the horrors of the Nazi death camp. Curators say the power of this comes from the notion that it could happen again.
It stands as a lesson for all humanity. It asks us, it demands of us to challenge our belief in the capacity of human behavior.
It will open next June and run into the first months of 2022. Kansas City, one of two cities hosting this display.
Especially with a lot of the conspiracy theories we have going on, where there's so many people who don't even know it happened or believe it happened.
Oh, man. Funny, like, you said that. There was something that popped up on my feed yesterday of like, it was a percentage of Gen Zs and millennials. It wasn't that they didn't believe about the Holocaust, it's that they didn't know about it. They were just undereducated.
Yeah.
And the number was huge. I mean, it's wild that, you know, that could be a thing. But yeah, if you get a chance, go check out this exhibition. It stands as Lessons for All Humanity. That is Jessica Rockhold of the Midwest Center for Holocaust Education. So running from, let's see here, June 2021. Oh, wow. All the way into 2022. Let's hear what 45's doing. What you doing, 45? What you doing, POTUS?
The alarm bell sounding tonight from a former Trump official who served on the coronavirus task force. Now blasting the president's leadership and endorsing Joe Biden.
It was shocking to see the president saying that the virus was a hoax, saying that everything's okay when we know that it's not. The truth is, he doesn't actually care about anyone else but himself.
Until July, Olivia Troy advised Vice President Pence on Homeland Security.
I haven't read her comments in any detail, it reads to me like one more disgruntled employee.
Do you expect the vaccine to be ready before the election by late October, Halloween time?
It could be. It will be right there. I mean, it's right in that vicinity, either before a little or just shortly after.
That timeline's more aggressive than what health experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci are laying out.
We will at least get an answer by the end of this year, December or November, perhaps October. I doubt it, but it could be.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on, and I really didn't want to break it up into multiple stories. Just know that the world is still on fire, and keep wearing your mask. How's that? Is that good?
Yikes.
I was watching Hannity the other night, and yes, I do watch. I watch Fox News. I'm a bleeding heart liberal, a democratic socialist, registered. But you got to know, both sides. You got to know what the other side's talking about, and this just had me rolling.
Prepare to crawl out of your skin, because yesterday Joe Biden was trying so hard to pander for Hispanic Americans to vote for him in Florida that he actually started a speech by playing, it's a song called Despacito on his cell phone.
I just have one thing to say.
All
right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on. I'll tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
Corrected. Despacito. I have to take it. I actually studio español en escuela 3 años, poquito español, trust me.
What is going on? The simulation is broken.
I don't know what to say. It's not lit.
I got some news, Kitty, for you. Some news from my old job. It is not the job you were thinking. It is my other spot, Chuck E. Cheese. It's a tough time for us. I worked at Chuck E. Cheese for 2.5 years in college. We're going through some hard times right now, Kitty.
Well, this isn't good. I saw that Chuck E. Cheese is facing some financial trouble, and they're now trying to destroy 7 billion prize tickets. If you're unaware with Chuck E. Cheese math, 7 billion tickets is worth roughly one plastic spider ring. You can tell Chuck E. Cheese is in trouble because today there was an open guitar case in front of the band.
And we will wrap it up with this, Kitty. OkCupid, they've been doing the best they can during COVID to get us laid. Have you seen all these commercials?
No.
It has been everywhere. I've seen so many OkCupid ads. Like,
what?
It's ridiculous.
You're not on OkCupid, are you?
I can browse.
This guy.
And they have released a new badge that you can add to your dating profile.
Who is Trevor? He wants you to believe that he's attractive. But is he really the certified A1 hottie that he says he is? Or is his perfect hair hiding something? He can flex his abs, his jaw, and his volunteer work with children. But he can't flex his voter pin. Because he never registered. Trevor never even skips leg day. But he skips voting day? A-list looks can't make up for D-bag values. America, don't be a Trevor.
That's right, you don't be
Register
a Trevor.
Register to vote and be a VILF.
A voter I'd like to...
Oh.
Don't be Trevor.
You know, I got my voter registration card in the mail. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
All right, Kitty. Coming up next on your KC Morning Show, Mayor Q, Mayor Quentin Lucas. He and I chatted yesterday, so we wrap up part two of that conversation. We got Flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, and also doing a sports thing with Serta, 610 Sports Radio's Steven Serta. Kitty. We got a show, my friend. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Kitty, what are they doing right now? What are they listening to?
Well, who's listening to?
The people, Kitty. Wake up! Wake up! What is this show called?
I thought you meant music. I was like, we already did that
What's
segment.
The show called?
It's a KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Let's talk Charlie Hustle, Kitty. The sweet, sweet stylings. Charlie Hustle. CharlieHustle.com. KCMS20. That's our promo code. They have these, where's this at? I'm on the website now. They got these fleece sweatshirts.
Yeah, they have these new crew necks, and I really want to cop one.
Carrington from 610 Sports Radio always says, you know, fellas, this is that season when they steal in our hoodies. All right, so ladies, get your own. Go to Charlie Hustle. KCMS20, 20% off. Although I say that, man, these are sold the F out. Ooh, look at this. They got a red and gold crew neck. Ooh,
what?
They got that KC Arch crew neck. CharlieHustle.com. They got the Navy KC Heart hoodie, the Kingdom KC Heart hoodie. We talked earlier this week with our boy Whit Merrifield, part of the Communities Collection. Two Hit Whit, Hunter Dozier's on there. All kinds of stuff. The best looks, the best fits, Kitty. What's that promo code?
Promo code is KCMS20.
KCMS20!
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Mayor Quentin Lucas on your KC Morning Show. Now, sir, I know this is a terrible way to evaluate your term, but we like to have answers in black and white, and, you know, this is an easy way to do it. So I got to ask you, sir, if you had to put a grade on your performance, I mean, you have been through a lot. The city has been through a lot. But for lack of a better way of doing this, sir, what would you give yourself as a grade?
Ooh, I'm a tough grader, man. As you probably know, I was a professor at KU before I was in this job. So, you know, I'm going to put myself in the B-plus range, though. Look, the world was thrown at not just me, but mayors around the country. And if you look at where Kansas City is today, even though I have my anti-mask recallers out there, You know, I'm someone who I think we made the right calls on putting in a mask requirement. We made the right calls on making people safe. And that's why compared to cities like New Orleans, St. Louis, Milwaukee, we don't have the same number of fatalities from COVID-19. I'm proud of that. I'll be proud of that for the rest of my life. On public safety and crime and reform issues, I think we were able to handle the protests without seeing a significant harm to lives or property, but at the same time, being able to hear people. And out of that, we have made changes. I know for some it's not enough, but we've made changes relating to officer-involved shooting policy. We've made changes relating to accountability of the police department, and I'm going to continue to make changes. And, you know, I get people who say and send me articles all the time. They say, well, in Denver, Minneapolis, they just said this. And then I'm actually do the investigation. Most of the places are talking. In Kansas City, we've made change, and we're going to continue to do that. So I think when you look at the wealth of problems and challenges we've had, I put myself at a B+. Even if there are people that are saying, Lucas, I hate you and your mask, and it's a face diaper, and all of that, which they're crazy. That's generally where I am, where I'm feeling right now.
2020 has, it's been a year, and we want to believe that we're going to make this moment a movement. I want to say that I think we're bigger than politics here, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
You know, it's like a family, and I always love being part of my family, even if my sister is doing something crazy and my mom's hitting me up too much and all of that, right? It's and I see Kansas City that way. No, I think this is an amazing city. I think we have amazing people. Are there things that disappoint me? Yes. Did, you know, several of those boos I heard the other day in Arrowhead disappoint me? Yes. And it did happen. Did, you know, if some of the things that I've heard during this moment in our country and in our city disappointed me? Sure. But you know what I hear from a lot more is people saying, hey, how can I be a part? I'm people that are saying, hey, I'm a white lady from Maryville, Missouri, and I care about this issue. I believe that Black Lives Matter. I have any of these things that really matter to me. And so, you know, that's what I'm proud of, and that's why I'm proud to be in Kansas City, and it always will be.
You said it earlier. You know, we are very much still in this pandemic. COVID-19 is very much real, and it's still a thing. What do you say to folks, you know, who just filed for unemployment, still filing for unemployment, people who don't know what they're going to do for rent or groceries? What can we do, Mr. Mayor? What can we do?
Hang in there. I know it's easier said than done. I mean, look, I can try to promise you the world, and we're trying to get more money in. We got $1.7 million for more youth mentoring to make sure that a lot of our kids who are not meeting virtually are still getting counseling, are still getting mentorship, a lot of that work they need. We've got more money trying to come to help support small businesses. But at the same time, I know that there are a lot of people who may not see it, and a lot of people can hear my voice who may not be in Kansas City. We will get through this moment. We will get through this moment as strong as we possibly can. Keep wearing your masks. We're going to try to make sure we're keeping people healthy and saving lives. And then ultimately, you know, we're going to stay working every day. I work all the time. Too much, probably. It's making me, you know, even more bald than I was. You know, we're going to make sure that we get through it. But just hang in there. Stay strong. Stay safe.
Mayor Quentin Lucas on your KC Morning Show. Before I let you go, sir, we got to close it with this every single time. It's tradition at this point. Is it still a good day to be a Kansas Cityan?
Absolutely right. It always is.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Friday flicks on Friday. Let's go. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic. Sean, my brother, what we got this week, man? Let's chat. Let's talk films, huh?
If you got me going, what else are we talking about, man? We're going to talk movies, man. Come on. That's
we can talk,
I know.
Hold on. We could talk life in general.
100%. Real good friends, man. Brothers, baby. We family. But yeah, we're going to talk movies today. Keep it local. We're going local today. Homegirl's she's a star.
You're from Virginia, right? I can tell. You're special.
We are the future.
What are we doing? What is the plan?
We go tonight.
Triple threat. She can sing, she can dance, she can act, and finally, she lands her first leading role. I'm talking about Miss Janelle Monáe. Man, she's taking the industry by storm.
This is a film that
now more than ever is for these times. And it connects the dots between the past, the present, and what can be the future.
How good is this movie, Sean? Tell me everything about
okay, it. Okay, before we start.
Okay, okay.
If there's anybody out there listening that's faint at heart, politically sensitive, or can't handle the real facts of history, stop listening, because I'm not trying to offend. I want to be polite, because this movie digs deep. This movie is unapologetic. This movie, cray cray. This may be the most divisive movie I've ever seen.
Oh my God, Sean, hold on. I didn't know this. I knew this movie is going to push some buttons.
This movie gets a little rugged. This movie touches on something that America will never teach in school and has clearly swept under the rug. And we're talking about the sexual ills of American slavery and the black women that had to endure.
Ooh, that's heavy. Yeah, that's real heavy. Okay.
Deep.
Okay, so is that the plot or is that just the undertone?
That is,
or I guess,
not
overtones.
The plot. That is not the plot, but it is the overtone. The movie's got this really cool juxtaposition where it starts off during the antebellum South, flash forward to contemporary times, and you gotta figure it out. Oh. Janelle Monáe is a slave back in the day. In current life, she's an outspoken, award-winning journalist out here speaking her mind on social media and talk shows. And you gotta kind of figure out what's really going on.
So hold on, how's that happen?
Try to be careful, right? I don't want to give anything away. It's so complex and complicated. It's a tricky device. The one thing I will say that I hate is I know the same people who produce Get Out produce this film, but I hate when they say that in the marketing and advertising, because this ain't Get Out. But I like what they try to say. Basically, it deals with the issue we're dealing with now about, like, recently there's been this whole argument of whether or not we should leave Confederate monuments up or take Confederate monuments down. Why are we supporting the Confederacy? They lost a war. You know, their philosophy was we're fighting over slavery and we want to keep slaves and we believe in human cargo. And that's what the film attempts to address, that whole issue that we're dealing with now, which is why you have the flip to contemporary times and the flip to back in the day. I liked a lot of it, and I can understand why a lot of people are going to be like, I don't want to see this type of film, and I get it. But what they're trying to say has never really been said. It never really been addressed. And, you know, part of the ills of American slavery had more to do with, like, the sexual abuse and rape than anything.
So how does Janelle Monáe do? How does Janelle Monáe do doing all that?
She's playing two characters. She's basically doing what Lupita Nyong'o did in Us, except she doesn't have to use a weird voice.
So on that KC Morning Show meter, where do you rank this? Where are we ranking Antebellum?
It's hot, but have a conversation before and a conversation after. You just have to.
Okay, there you
it's
go.
It's one of those movies where you have to have a conversation after watching. It's not an easy watch.
There we go. Hey, you know what? That's sometimes we need those hot conversations afterwards.
It's not as realistic as 12 Years a Slave, but it's not as like unrealistic as Django Unchained.
What do you think we see next out of Janelle Monáe, man? She going to keep doing more movies? You think she's going to take a break, go back to music, keep doing it at the same time, or what?
She pretty much mixes it up. You know, she'll do a couple of movies and a TV series and then drop an album. Like this year, she was the lead in Homecoming Season 2, and then she's the lead in Antebellum, and then she's got this movie coming out in a couple of weeks called The Glorious. So, I mean, she working. So, who knows, man? She's superstar status, man. She working, man. I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up doing like the Shirley Chisholm biopic or something like that. She's about to take that step to where she's next level. Man, I'm proud of her. She's representing the dot.
You doing stuff too, Sean. You over here, you putting KC on your back as well. Don't think otherwise.
But she's gonna end up being one of the biggest stars from this area, man. She's putting in the work, man. She's putting it in. She's putting, I mean, because she can sing, she can dance, and she can act. I mean, who else is on that level?
Sean, where can people find you, my brother?
I'm going to be out shopping with Janelle Monae, trying to get that EGOT. We shopping for that EGOT. Come shopping with us.
What you need me to do? I can carry bags. If she wants me to hold an Oscar, you can hold. You can hold the Tony. I'll hold the Oscar.
Nah, I mean, you don't have to carry no bags. You just got to be able to drink a margarita with sugar on the rim.
Oh, Sean, let's go. Come on, let's go. Next question. Is water wet? The answer is yes. We got this.
All right, Jay-Z.
I'll take it. Sean Edwards, Fox Sports film critic, KC Morning right, Show man. Film critic. We will see you next week, brother.
Yes, support local.
I like your style, dude.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports. Let's do a sports thing. 610 Sports Radio. Steven Serta. What the hell are you doing? What is this? You're making a chicken cordon bleu? What? Hey, Steve, stick to sports, bud.
I didn't know that cooking in my free time fell under the stick to sports umbrella.
Well, I mean, I called you and I'm like, what's going on, Steve? And you led with this new cuisine. So I feel like you're proud of it.
I've always been a cook. I used to work in kitchens once upon a time. So I know how to make some pretty good stuff. And I had never made chicken cordon bleu before because it's not something I really
lived
think
with
about.
You. You never shared. Yeah.
I think I cooked a couple of times. This guy. I didn't cook as much back then, but I've always enjoyed cooking. It was really when I moved out of that place that we lived together, when I moved in by myself, that's when I really started enjoying making myself a nice hearty meal on occasion.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I enjoyed myself much better once I left you as well. So yeah, you know what? It's mutual. It's a mutual feeling, Steve.
That's fine, man. You're missing out. The chicken cordon bleu was absolutely delightful. I got the meat mallet. I banged the chicken out.
I bet you did.
Stuffed it with Swiss and ham, fried it up. It was delicious.
610 Sports Radio's very own Steven Serta. He is the producer of what's that show you're on? What's that show you're on, Steve?
Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold. That's right. How's everything?
Say it with respect.
Why does everyone in sports radio think they can rap all of a sudden? Why is that a thing? I saw that video, Steven.
I mean, I don't know if it's a thing. Cody, the one half of Cody and Gold, likes to make parody rap songs. And it was Patrick Mahomes' birthday, so he made a happy birthday song for Patrick Mahomes.
Talk to my man, Big Swing.
Pat's the king, the MVP, the ghost rider of Arrowhead Pride. Big Swing dropping in for two truths and a lie.
We're sorry we forgot a present, even when you got us a ring. But we love KC, will always be the place that you do your thing.
It was featuring your former co-host Pete Sweeney, though.
Oh, I heard.
And I've heard Pete rap before. He did not bring his A game.
He did
for the
right?
Happy Birthday Patrick Mahomes song.
Piss poor performance today.
Yeah, it was. I don't know where Pete's head's at right now.
All right, Steve, get us ready for the weekend in sports.
Well, it's week two of NFL action. I'm really excited about it. I don't know if you're in any fantasy leagues, but I'm all about the fantasy football this year. I'm in several leagues. I also host a fantasy football show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on 610 Sports Radio. Huge week two of NFL action.
Is Tom washed up or what? Or is he a system quarterback? Fill me in on this. What's your hot take, Steve? Because I tell
no,
you what,
I love seeing
sad Tom Brady on that bench, man. It's my favorite screensaver.
I think Tampa Bay just didn't look great in that game, but it's not easy in the middle of a pandemic when you play for your second NFL team for the first time in your 20-year NFL career, and you have to figure everything out, get all the timing stuff down, and then you also go against one of the five best teams in the NFL in the New Orleans Saints. It's not an ideal way to start your career in Tampa. I think Tom's going to be just fine.
You got Tom bouncing back, yeah?
Oh, I think the Bucs can make the Super Bowl.
Oh, this guy. Oh, we heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, your KC Morning Show. That garbage take you just heard, that was Steven Serta right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I have zero faith in the New Orleans Saints.
All right, Steve, let's talk Chiefs. Chiefs. Chiefs.
The Chiefs are playing the Chargers in week two. The Chargers, new quarterback Tyrod Taylor, Phillip Rivers went to Indianapolis. They did not look good in week one. They were able to sneak out a victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. I expect the Chiefs to win this game by 25 points. Like Tyrod Taylor, I like Tyrod Taylor as a talent. He seems like a good dude. He is not an offensive quarterback. He's not a guy that puts up big numbers. They're going to have to run the ball. And if you run the ball against the Chiefs, even if you run the ball effectively, you're not going to put up enough points to beat the Chiefs. Like the only way you do that is by matching them pass for pass and touchdown for touchdown. Chargers are not capable of doing that whatsoever. I fully expect the Chiefs to win this game by 25 plus points.
Ooh, 25 plus. Huh? Okay, how about this, Steve? You're going to like this. In fact, I know you're gonna appreciate this, Steven. Last week, we came up with a little guy. We came up with a little award here on your KC Morning Show. But I will ask you to give me, Steven, who you think will be our KC Morning Showman of the game. You like that one? You like that? Ah! KC Morning Showman, get it? You like it?
Ah! So you're asking me, like, who's going like to be the best player in
there? Yeah, it's essentially an MVP award, Steven, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill. He had a quiet week one. Sammy Watkins shined in the first game of the season, which he's prone to do in week ones for whatever reason. So everybody's like, oh, maybe they're going to spread the ball around more. Maybe Sammy Watkins is going to be the guy. No. We've been fooled this way before by Sammy Watkins. Tyreek Hill has crushed the Chargers before. Casey Hayward's one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and Tyreek Hill absolutely roasts him. I think Tyreek's going to have a monster game.
I appreciate your selection, Steve. That's great. Go Tyreek. But I feel like you're really stepping on that KC Morning Showman. Like, it's a great pun, and I think, like, you really stepped over it a little bit too quick. So I'd like for you to go back and respect that.
So I believe Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is going to be your KC Morning Show showman.
No, it's not. It's KC Morning Showman. It's all fluid, Steven.
Okay.
If you can say KC Morning okay. Showman of
Three,
the game.
2-1. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is going to be the KC Showman of
God,
the week.
Steven, KC Morning Showman. How are you not catching this? That's KC Morning Showman.
I believe Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is a lock to be your KC Morning Showman of the week.
There we go, Steven! Steven Serta, 610 Sports Radio. Was it middays? Cody and Gold, 610 Sports Radio. Steve, are you eating right now? Are you chewing something?
Yeah,
right now?
I just ate a piece of broccoli.
Jeez, Steve, all right. I've had it with you. Steven, what's your handle so I can get you out of here?
At Steven Serta.
All right, Steve. We'll talk to you later, brother.
All right.
The KC Morning Show.
Woo! Busy day. Busy, busy day. Thank you, Mayor Q. That was excellent. We always love having the mayor on the show. A returning champion on this show.
I love Mayor him. Q. You know, he actually told me when I met him that if I ever wanted a real man to hit him up. And I'm thinking I just might after all this COVID cools down.
Oh, wow.
Let me be the first lady of KC.
Oh, wow. Look at you. So I think we're going to do this, Kitty. This is how we're going to pay tribute to my former job. And also that logo we posted, the KC Morning Buzz, just took off. So here's what we're going to do. Instead of just saying, Kitty, tell me some events going on this weekend, I say, Kitty, tell your KC Morning Hoes, what is the KC Morning Buzz this weekend? Like that one? I'll get an intro for it. Don't worry about it.
I love it.
What's going on, Kitty? Tell me.
Well, you mentioned earlier that the haunted houses are opening tonight. That is happening at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $10. $10. They used to be like $50.
Mm-hmm.
Sporting KC.
I believe that we will win.
Tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, we are going to be sponsored by the Ambassador Hotel.
Yeah.
And
I'm so pumped for this.
Because of that, you are doing a Chiefs watch party, right?
Yeah, we are.
On Sunday.
Yeah, actually, they gave me some info yesterday. So if you want to reserve a spot at our Urban Oasis, you can go to Open Table and you can just select outdoor just to guarantee that you're going to have a spot. Because you can walk up, but again, we're trying to make sure we have the right numbers. We're trying to make sure this thing is right, socially distanced, everybody's spaced out. We're doing it big, but we're doing it right. So if you want to make sure you have a spot joining us, thanks to our friends at the Ambassador Hotel. Go to Open Table. Make that reservation, baby!
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know,
what time's the game?
The game is at 3:25, but they also have a brunch going on in the morning with your friend DJ Hayden and DJ Ashton Martin. I can't leave this one out. I know that actually probably should have wrapped me up, but I remembered. The Nelson Atkins is reopened.
Yes.
I am stoked. You have to reserve tickets. It's still free, but it is open again from 11 to 5 p.m.
We got
to
go.
We should go.
In fact, we need to work on getting some of our friends from the Nelson on the show. In fact, I'm going to work on that this weekend.
I actually have a connect with Julian.
Oh, do you?
I do. Yeah, I know some people that know him.
You mean Julian?
Julian.
There you go. Add some respect to my man's name.
You're right.
Okay. Well, you pull your strings. I'll pull mine, and we'll get some Nelson Atkins info maybe next week on the show.
I love it.
Kitty, good show. This is a good show. Good week. I really enjoyed this one. Where can people find us? You know, we can win an award. Let's win a thing. ThePitchKC.com. We're nominated for Best Local Podcast. So go ahead and click on the KC Morning Show, because when we win, that means we all win, because this is your KC Morning Show. So you can all add that to your Twitter bios, your Insta handles. Hey, that's yours. But we got to do it. ThePitchKC.com.
And you can find us on Instagram at the KC Morning Show.
There she is.
And on Facebook and Twitter at just KC Morning Show. You can find me on all forms of social media, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, at Holy Hearts.
H-O-L-E-Y, right?
Yep.
I always spell it wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know.
I have no idea. Well, my name's Hartzell. You can get me at Hartzell965. More audio in your feeds. Actually, tomorrow, because we got some bonus content. I'm proud of you. Kitty, we'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show. Bye.